Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Backus as we talk about the product of the USA label for beef in just a moment. It's the 33rd annual Week in the Rockies sale of Superior Video Livestock Auction, coming up the 5th through the 8th of July from Loveland, Colorado. They'll be selling 188,000 head of cattle that week. You'll be able to see it live on SLA TV, Dish Network 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. You can go and actually check out at their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, exactly what will be featured each day, Monday through Thursday. And as always, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. One of the biggest sales of the year for Superior Livestock always is the Week in the Rockies sale. This year, no different, with 188,000 head of cattle to be sold from Loveland, Colorado. Week in the Rockies, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th of July from Superior Video Livestock Auction. At Superior Livestock, we bring the Week in the Rockies to you. Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office says the product of the USA label for fresh beef that you find often at the grocery store is not a really accurate label. Cattle producers don't really like it, and NCBA has been working with industry partners to try to lay the groundwork to make some significant changes.
NCBA, for the last few years, has been investigating these concerns of our producers. They're saying, look, we're seeing this product of the USA label, but what is this? And can this potentially apply to imported product? And so we investigated all those claims. We looked for examples of those labels. We found many different versions of it in retail markets all across the United States. And then our producers brought forward policy and said, okay, look, we need to make sure that there's transparency. We need to make sure that these claims are certified. And so from that, you know, we have been working with attorneys and working with FSIS to try to identify some solutions. NCBA recently filed a petition with the Food Safety Inspection Service to actually remove that product of the USA label and replace it with processed in the USA. Because as it is now, any beef product that passes through an FSIS inspected facility can carry that product of the USA label, which means that an imported product or anything else could have that. And so we think that it's time to clarify what's actually happened with that product. And the simple fact is it's processed. Now, retailers are probably not going to like that, because it's kind of nice for them to be able to market, you know, or at least imply that this is from an animal that's, you know, spent its entire life in the United States. But rather than go back and kind of crack down on the product of the USA label itself and bring back a lot of elements of mandatory country of origin labeling and potentially trigger a trade war, we decided, okay, let's get rid of that label altogether and let's use a process in the USA label instead. But it's a two-step process. The first thing is we have to get rid of that label. The second part is we need the Agricultural Marketing Service to work with producers and with retailers to talk about some of these process verified programs so that we can actually make sure that the claims that are going to be put on any package of beef are verified. And in order to do that, then they're going to need to compensate producers.
Kent Backus with NCBA saying that they would prefer to see the opportunity for cattle producers to have a source verified program to offer a claim to consumers that their product they're buying, born, raised, processed in the U.S. of A.
So we see this as a trade compliant solution. You know, that's something that Secretary Vilsack asked for, and we're trying to do the prudent thing and address these concerns, but also make necessary changes. So over the next few weeks, FSIS is going to receive comments on our petition, and then they'll decide, you know, where to go from there. But this is going to be an ongoing issue that NCBA is going to lead on, and we're going to make sure that, you know, the voice of our producers is heard. And we also want to make sure that we have the best available options so we can capture any of that demand for those origin source labels.
You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your latest Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.